that I fell at full length upon the ground, clung to the shrubs around me, and dared not even to glance upward at the sky, while I struggled in vain to divest myself of the idea that the very foundations of the mountain were in danger from the fury of the winds. It was long before I could reason myself into sufficient courage to sit up and look out into the distance. "You must get over these fancies," said the guide, "for I have brought you here that you might have the best possible view of the scene of the event that I mentioned, and to tell you the whole story with the spot just under your eye." "We are now," he continued, in that particularizing manner which distinguished him, "we are now close upon the Norwegian coast, in the 68th degree of latitude, in the great province of Nordland, and in the dreary district of Lofoten. The mountain upon whose top we sit is Helsingen, the Cloudy. Now raise yourself up a little higher, hold on to the grass if you feel giddy, so, and look out beyond the belt of vapour beneath us into the sea." I looked dizzily and beheld